Welcome to NoSpinHomilies.com. I invite you to join me to reflect upon the homilies of Father Dan. Father Dan will challenge us to open our heart, mind, and soul to the Word of God. Father Dan will draw upon sacred scripture, along with art, literature, and the lives of the saints, to help us grow in our love and knowledge of the scripture. In doing so, we can become the living Word of God in this world. Now it is my pleasure to present to you No Spin Homilies.
Today we celebrate the fourth and the last Sunday of Advent. And we read from the Gospel, and it's the story of the account of Jesus' birth, as told to us by Matthew. Now, when we read this story, essentially, it seems like the central figure of the story is not Jesus, but instead, it's Joseph. Now, Joseph is one of the most popular saints in our Catholic Church. He's featured in so much Christian artwork throughout the centuries. Many churches, schools, and hospitals are named after Joseph. Joseph is the patron saint of a peaceful death. It was the great story in which, as he's dying in the arms of both Jesus and Mary. Now, we don't really know much about Joseph. In fact, he doesn't speak one word in the Bible. But we also know that great phrase, actions speak louder than words. And I think that speaks volumes about Joseph. Now, as we enter into this story, we find out that Joseph and Mary are engaged. And so, just like any young engaged couple, they have all their hopes and dreams ahead of them. Notice how Joseph is described, a righteous man, which means he has a right relationship with God. He's a holy person. See, this is going to be important because Joseph is now predisposed to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and God. And we're going to see that firsthand in this story. He finds out that Mary is pregnant. And notice what he does. It says, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, he decided to divorce her quietly. Now, we can only imagine the emotions and the feelings of Joseph at this time when he finds out the news. I'm sure he feels betrayed, disappointed, angry, even embarrassed. And yet, his first thoughts are not to himself. His first thoughts are about Mary and to care and protect her. That's why he wanted to divorce her quietly, to spare the embarrassment. See, that tells us all that Joseph truly loves Mary. Now, when somebody hurts us, the first temptation to lash out at them. You know, you want to hurt them as much as they hurt you. But that's not the case with Joseph. Because he is a righteous man, his first thoughts are about Mary, to care for her and protect her. Now, next in the story, it says, in a dream, the angel came to Joseph and spoke to him and said, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the power of the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. Joseph is now told God's great plan. And he also is told that Joseph plays an important role in this plan. Now, it begs the question, when do we really get in trouble in the spiritual life? When does everything fall off kilter for us, spiritually speaking? When we start following our will, when we start following our own plan. Where is this most clearly seen? Well, just look throughout the Old Testament. In fact, start at the very beginning with Adam and Eve. God gives Adam and Eve full dominion over all of the garden or creation. And in doing so, Adam and Eve have a right relationship with God, because they're constantly offering God right praise and right worship. It says in Genesis that Adam and Eve walked with God in easy fellowship in the garden. See, that's the type of right relationship they had. And yet, when did everything go off kilter? When Adam and Eve started following their will and their own plan. That's why they went to grasp for that forbidden fruit. And what happened? Essentially, they lost friendship with God. Where else do we see that? Well, throughout the entire Old Testament, look at the Israelites. They're constantly falling into idolatry, right? Well, they start worshiping other gods. Therefore, they're no longer giving God right praise and right worship. And in doing so, they no longer have a right relationship with God because they're following their own plan and their own will. But look at Joseph. The great virtue of Joseph, at the key moment of his time, he surrenders. He surrenders to something that is beyond what he can see or even understand, God's plan. Now, look at these two great figures, Joseph and Mary. You know, they both do the same thing. They both surrender to something that is beyond what they can see or understand. That's why they have such great faith. They're biblical heroes, and they're such great role models for us all. Now, stay with that means of communication. Joseph, he hears the word of God spoken to him, but in a dream. And so God communicates with our biblical heroes, sometimes by using dreams. I'll give you some examples. Take Joseph in the Old Testament. He's sold into slavery by his own brothers, and yet later on, God gives him the great gift to interpret dreams. And he does that for the Pharaoh of Egypt. In doing so, he rises up to a very powerful position in Egypt, and therefore he uses that position to save the Israelites from famine. Remember the story of the wise men after they left their gifts for Jesus? It says, in a dream, the angel told them not to go back to Herod, but instead go back a different way. I like Psalm 16. It says, even at night, Lord, you direct my heart. And so, yes, you know, it's a biblical commonplace that God does speak to us in dreams. You see that up and down the Bible, but also in our own tradition, in the lives of the saints. You know, sometimes, you know, that happens to us. You know, how many times are we, you know, trying to resolve an issue or trying to make a decision? And we say to our family or our friends, you know, let's just sleep on it. You know, let's just sleep on it and make the decision tomorrow. Well, by doing so, you're essentially asking for the Lord to come and help you as you're sleeping to make the right decision. And so dreams represent an openness, a way of knowing and seeing something that is beyond the ordinary. But also, dreams are a way of accepting something that we have never seen on our own. Isn't that so true with Joseph? Remember, he thought he was doing the right thing and quietly divorcing her. And so he never saw the big picture, what God had planned, especially his role in that plan. And so by that dream, Joseph now was seeing something he could never see on his own. And so Joseph's virtue is a willing to listen and follow that voice that comes in the deepest part of our soul. Now, with that in mind, let's turn to that first reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Now, we've been reading from Isaiah for the past 4 weeks of Advent, and he gives us these prophecies and visions. Well, this weekend, he gives us the greatest vision and prophecy. He says, the virgin shall be with child. Well, you see this common theme throughout the Bible, this unlikely woman who, through the miracle and the power of God, gives birth. I'll give you some examples. Sarah, she gives birth to Isaac, and in doing so, Isaac fulfills, you know, the great promise that God made to Abraham. Hannah gives birth to Samuel, who becomes one of the greatest prophets in the Old Testament. Elizabeth gives birth to John. Mary gives birth to Jesus. So never underestimate the power of God. But most importantly, these strong and powerful women, essentially, they all turn their life over to God. They all surrender to God. And in doing so, God makes them strong and bearing witness to his presence in their life and the world. And see, that's the heart of the whole spiritual life. We see it with these strong women in the Bible. We see it with Saint Joseph. You know, the key for all of us is that when we turn our life over to God, when we surrender to God, yes, God makes us strong and bearing witness to him in our life as well as in this world. One last thing. Mary, you know, when she says to the angel Gabriel, let it be done to me according to your word. Essentially, she's doing just that. She's surrendering and turning her life over to God. Now, Many scripture scholars believe that Mary is the new Eve. The problem with Adam and Eve is they did just the opposite of surrendering. You know, they essentially turned to themselves. You know, essentially what they said to God is, I will determine my life and I will follow my plan. It's the self-determining will. Or more importantly, it's the sin of self-direction. I'm going to direct my own life rather than surrendering it to God. And so on this last week of Advent, you know, we turned to Joseph and Mary, and they are the great role models for us all in faith and spiritual life. You know, we must surrender ourselves over to God, and therefore surrender to something that is beyond to what we can see or understand, God's plan for each and every one of us. And see, when we do that, then yes, God will make us strong in our faith and bearing witness to Him as well as His presence in our life and in the world. And may the grace and the peace of Jesus Christ rest upon you always.